The JV Show on Wild
94.9. Oh, Jess.
Graham, I honestly hate when you play that. It disgusts me.
Disgusting. That was Jess. That wasn't me.
Jess. I hate when you do that. It disgusts me.
It's gross.
I'm struggling right now, you guys.
We're going to get to why Jess is struggling in just a second. She just ran to the bathroom to yak her brains out. That gross. In a second. First, we are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Let's just get the first talk back out of the way. I want to get to what's going on with Jess.
Well, it's good, JV Show. Hope y'all are doing well. So, what's up with Jess playing hooky from Wild Thoughts? I hope she had a bathroom emergency because that's just unacceptable. Y'all should give her detention, maybe like a shoey out of Selena's shoe.
Mm.
I was also looking forward to story time. Those are always the best. But yeah, want to hear about that night to morning cap transition. Ivan, like,
that's what it was about. We're talking about nightcaps.
I still don't remember
yesterday?
What we were talking about.
We were, okay, I'll refresh your memory in a second. This is maybe next Wild Thoughts. Graham was going to share a story. I'll make him.
Yeah, if you don't know, we do a post-show podcast with some stuff that we can't talk about on the air generally. And we record that on Tuesdays. And yesterday we recorded one, posted it. If you've never listened before, make sure you're at least 18 years old, maybe 21 years old, maybe 28 years old.
Or older, because it's gross.
And Jess was supposed to be part of it, and she no-showed it.
I missed the text, sorry. I was in the other studio working on other stuff, and then I saw it too late.
But, you know, like on Tuesdays, that's what we do. Like,
I know,
Tuesdays,
but I think
around that time.
It was a little early still. No? You don't
feel no, like
not really.
Much the same
you were
time.
In the bathroom. Just say
I wasn't.
Just say you were in the bathroom.
I was in the other studio.
Sure.
Doing my work.
All right, so she spends so much time in the bathroom, she calls it the other studio now.
So then what were you doing 5 minutes ago? Where were you?
In the bathroom,
okay,
but that's because
thank
I was.
You. She's always in the bathroom.
I was throwing up right now.
What? Why?
I am not feeling very good right now.
Morning sickness?
No.
Hungover?
Oh no, I wish that would be a better explanation. But I've been taking iron pills, and I think I briefly mentioned it to Graham and everybody on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
But I went to a doctor's appointment, like, what, 2 weeks ago or so? And they told me I have mild anemia. So they gave me iron pills. So I have to take one every single morning. But every time I take it, I have to wait around, I think, 30 minutes to an hour before I can eat something. But it makes me so nauseous. It just makes me want to throw up every single time I take it. And this morning was just one of those mornings where even if I, like, ate a tiny little thing or drank something, it just didn't make it better. And as soon as Selena got here, I was like, I think I'm going to throw up. And then we started talking about it a little bit, and I'm definitely the type of person where if I think about it too much, like, it's happening. So I walk out of the studio, walk through the longest hallway ever that we have right here.
We have this long hallway. It takes forever to get to the bathrooms, and the whole time she's holding back her
first
throw
I'm
up.
Walking, then I'm like, I gotta run because something's coming up.
Oh my God.
So then I'm like almost getting to the restroom and I'm like,
ew. Oh, now I'm thinking about it.
So gross. So I'm struggling right now, you guys. I don't even know if I want to.
Did the pill come
this.
Back out whole?
No.
Was it like, oh, there it is?
But do you feel like the iron like came out? Because then you probably should take another one.
No, yeah. I don't have one here. So
then you're not getting the right amount.
Right.
Oh, no.
And we'll have to notify your doctor you're not following his orders.
Yeah.
So.
Can't you get a more? Why do you assume it's a guy doctor?
Oh.
I don't
Seems
know.
A little sexist.
It is a guy.
Yeah, that is very sexist. I don't know why.
Can you get more iron just in your diet so you don't have to be eating? I'm just asking the question. I have no idea.
You can, but
so that way you don't have to take this
so he
thing
told
that makes
me,
you feel sick.
He gave me like the different things that I can eat so that
it and all could... those made you feel like you're gonna puke.
No, I just haven't made them because I have to make like lentils and he did say hummus, so I did pick up some hummus from the store. I've been eating that, but it's like I feel like I'm not getting enough through my diet that I do need the pills, but also I don't want to be like throwing up every morning. So I don't know what.
Well,
the
too bad if you have to throw up every morning when you get here. It is what it is.
Yeah.
No, I'd rather
we'll put
be
a hidden camera in
iron.
The bathroom for those who would like to watch.
Gross.
All right, well, glad you're feeling a little better, Jess. Next on the JV Show is something we do every Wednesday. It's our Cool or Not list.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
If you missed it, Jess had to run to the bathroom right before the show started to throw up because you're taking iron pills, Jess.
Good morning, JV Show. This message is for Jess. I just want to say when I was pregnant, I had anemia as well, and my doctor told me to take the pill with food, especially with orange juice, because the vitamin C helps absorb better. If you drink any dairy or have anything dairy, she said wait 2 hours after you take the pill or an hour before you take the pill.
Write that down.
Yeah.
But your doctor gave you different advice.
Well, on the little bottle, it says to wait an hour. It says, I think the only thing I could eat was maybe like a little bit of crackers or like a tiny bit of something.
How many crackers did you eat this morning?
None.
Well, there's your problem.
I thought I was going to be okay.
You learned your lesson. I know. Yeah.
Morning, JV Show. It's Tracy D from San Mateo. I have a little something for Jess. I have the same thing with iron deficiency, and I have the same thing with my pills. I take mine now at my biggest meal, which is dinner. And I eat a lot of spinach. I love spinach with lemon. A lot of iron in it. But try to take your pills at your biggest meal. It really helps. Bye. Love you guys.
There you go. Don't read the stupid instructions. Take it with your biggest meal. Now, look, I just had a quick idea. Oh. Just came to me just right.
No. Listen, all right. Okay, okay. I'm listening.
Tracy D's lives in San Mateo. Jess lives in San Mateo.
Oh, my God.
They both have iron deficiency. Why not you two gals get together and you conquer that iron deficiency
and
together?
Eat spinach. She can, yes. Like, she can meal prep spinach for you.
The two of you guys can share a spinach salad every single night. A little bit of lemon on there. A lot of lemon. She loves her spinach. And then you guys eat that together and take your iron pills. And then you both conquer your iron deficiency, your anemia together.
What do you
together.
Say, Jess?
That's my iron sister. Yeah. I'm here for this.
All right, let's all set it up.
Good idea, Graham. Look at you.
Thank you.
All right, guys, it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Holy tsunami watch. So several earthquakes struck Russia yesterday, ranging from 5.2 to 8.8 in magnitude.
8.8 is massive. One of the largest earthquakes in recorded history.
Yeah, so that led to a tsunami watch from up in Alaska all the way down to the Mexico border, like all the coastlines overnight on watch. So the tsunami did reach San Francisco around 1:12 a.m. There were tidal swings of between 2 to 2.5 feet, and those came in as little as like 15 minutes after the tsunami initially arrived. The tsunami advisory is still in effect as of 5:30 this morning.
That's crazy when you look at a map and realize how far away that water being displaced has moved all the way from way over there all the way to here. It's nuts. Oh no, the San Francisco Giants are now in danger of making some bad history. They lost again to the Pirates last night 3-1. They're now in danger of being swept again. Prior to this series, they were swept by the Mets. And I imagine, that being swept in back-to-back series at home is something pretty rare in San Francisco Giants history. I asked ChatGPT. ChatGPT could not find any mention of that anywhere. I don't really trust ChatGPT's results, but I couldn't find any back-to-back home sweeps. Giants will look to avoid the sweep today. It's a day game. First pitch is at 12:45.
Go Mets!
Widespread clouds and fog will fill the bay this morning. The sun will come out this afternoon with highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. So still a pretty nice day.
Hey, Libra besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 7. You don't mind change as much as most people, but even you have your limits. Expect today's big news to come at exactly the wrong time. But after the initial shock wears off, you will be weirdly excited about it by tomorrow.
Weirdly excited. Uh-huh. Love that for you. We have a lot of winning this morning. $850. This is my favorite prize we're giving away. $500.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, on an Amex card. So yep. It's $850 this morning. $820, the king of trap.
Who is Graham?
Unwell double A.
Okay, pop
of course.
You got it. You got it. And don't forget, we are still
name
giving
just rolls
you
right off the tongue.
We are still giving you the chance to win Giants tickets all this week. Jess, how do people do that?
Ooh, leave us a talk back right now, letting us know who you would take with you to the game. This is for their City Connect Tuesday happening August 12th against the Padres.
All right. So every Wednesday morning, we do something called our Cool or Not list. We throw some things out and we ask, is that cool or not? What do you guys think? Cool or not? This new drink of the summer, which I'm tired of them calling every drink the drink of the summer. First, there was the spicy Savvy Bee.
Oh, I still think that is the drink
Me
of the summer.
Too. I'm
probably
leaning more towards that.
Consumption volume. Most people have tried, you know, a lot of people have tried that and made that. You know?
But then we heard the same thing about the drink that Lady Gaga orders when she goes to a bar, which is red wine with a Diet Coke and some cherries in there.
Which is pretty good, but I feel like fewer people have gone out, rushed out to try that.
Well, what about this? According to a report, crowned 2025's, oh, not just drink of the summer, drink of the year.
Whoa.
It's called a Trailer Park Spritz.
What the hell is that?
It's a Miller High Life.
Okay.
With a splash of Aperol and then a little bit of lemon juice. You squeeze a little lemon in there.
Interesting. I bet it's very refreshing
on
a hot day.
Aperol's
orange. Have you ever had you've never had an Aperol Spritz?
No.
Jess, have you ever had an Aperol Spritz?
Yes. Delicious and so cute.
Those are I actually do like those. A champagne, Aperol, some soda water. You put some orange. I think you usually put an orange
never
slice in that. Those are good.
Well, are you here for the Trailer Park Spritz?
I bet it tastes good. I mean, it's probably like I said, it's probably a refreshing hot day drink.
And you said it's called Trailer Park Spritz?
I mean, that's the nickname, the Trailer Park Spritz, because it's a Miller High Life.
That makes sense. Miller High Life is the champagne of beers, isn't it?
Yeah,
so,
it is. That's
there
right.
There you go. Mix that with some Aperol.
Right.
And
I've never had a Miller High Life or Aperol. I've had lemon.
You've never had a Miller High Life
Not
either?
That I can remember, no.
Wow.
I don't think so.
Me either.
I've had many.
I feel like the trashiest beer I've ever had is just like a Budweiser.
I feel like Miller High Life is not as... I feel like Budweiser's trashier than a Miller High Life.
Really?
Because you're living the high life. Come on.
Okay, maybe.
It's the champagne of beers.
I'm going to say cool.
I think it's
cool. I feel like I can't even have an opinion on this. I don't know what the heck it would taste like.
Yeah.
I like the name Trailer Park Spritz. I think cool based on that.
I don't think it's taking over by any means, but I think if you're in a pinch and need to make a refreshing little summer beverage, why not?
There you go.
So I'm going cool.
Yep.
Yes.
All right. Graham, what do you have?
What do you guys think, cool or not? A restaurant that my wife and I went to, we went on a little date night in Napa on Sunday night because we are kid-free this entire week. My parents have our kids.
Cool.
And so we're like, we got to go out to dinner. Let's go out on a date. So we went to like a nice restaurant, a little fancy kind of date night. And when we got the check, there was a note on the outside of the little booklet where they put the receipts in there. And on the outside, it said, we automatically add 20% to all checks. So the tip is included. So that's the tip. It's not just because we've all been to a restaurant like parties are 8 or more. We had 20%
gratuities
included in the check. This is all checks 20% included. Cool
Ooh,
or not?
I don't like that.
Not
I
cool.
want to choose.
But so, wouldn't you choose 20%?
Sometimes I go 18.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes.
If the service
humbug.
Is bad. Because then I feel like if the, and I'm not saying they do, but if the workers there know that no matter how they act towards their customers, that
they're still getting
get,
that tip. I don't like that.
I go back and forth on this because I do feel like kind of not cool. You're taking away my choice.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I was going to tip 20%. You know what I mean?
But
I was
going to
do
nice
it anyway. I was
going to
do
option.
It anyways. And sometimes, Selena, you're like, I'm going to send him a message. I'm only tipping 18%. Is taking the $2.80 out of the tip total like
no,
really?
But it feels
are
like
they
I'm,
like, ah, ha, ha, she really stuck it
no,
to us?
No, but it feels like I'm making that decision. Like I'm choosing what I want to give.
I get that's what I'm saying. That's why
I'm
like my
cool.
initial reaction was like, not cool because like it should be my choice, right? But by the same token, I was going to tip 20%. I always do. So it's a foregone conclusion. I was going to tip 20%.
Even if the service is bad or like they're giving you attitude or I don't know, something's going wrong, that you still give them 20% no matter what?
How often has that happened?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I can't think of the last time I was at a restaurant where like it went off the rails and me and the server are like beefing with each other. In that instance, I wouldn't want to tip 20%. But even if the service is subpar and the person's trying their best and they get some of the order wrong, whatever, I don't care. I'm still tipping 20%. It's just that's the norm. I don't know. That seems to be the standard. And that's just what I do. So for me, I'm like, yeah, I don't really care that the 20% is already, it actually makes it easier. I just sign at the end. I don't have to do any,
okay,
I have to do
cool.
zero math and I just, I don't know. I'm still kind of split
I'm
on
not,
it because
I
feel like it should be my choice. The service was exceptional, by the way. So I almost felt like I should have left more. It was one of the best services at a restaurant I'd ever had.
Wow.
Why didn't you
leave more than?
I did.
Oh, you did? You tipped on top of the tip that was included?
I put, a few extra bucks in there, cash.
Okay. Oh, wow. See, I wouldn't do that. Bucks. Here's your tip. This is what you wanted. Here you go.
But do you ever, when service is above and beyond, like, exceptional, do you ever tip more? Because I feel like those are the times that
yeah.
we have.
Service should be rewarded. Okay, we well, have. This was the best service I'd had at a dinner in quite some time. So then it was like, okay, well, they went like...
Did you say the name of the place or do you not want to say the name of the place?
I don't, because I don't want to. But yeah. Fantastic meal.
It's a great
fantastic
service, meal, too. I think this is a great service. Place to go to.
I just feel like the automatic tipping thing is a little flashpoint for people okay. right now, and I don't...
Yeah. Very true.
I don't want to bring that on.
Next on the JB show, can we talk about the number one thing that my daughter is asking for back to school?
Okay.
Yes. You guys are going to hate it. Well, one of you is going to hate it. One of you is going to love it.
Interesting.
Tell you next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. All right. So the number one thing my daughter's asking for back to school is it the same in Napa? I know Hayward, we go back August 14th.
I think we're something similar to that, 13th or 14th.
I will be starting back to school shopping almost. Probably this weekend because my daughter, she's like, we have to go earlier. All this stuff is going to be gone. The number one thing she's asking for is one of these Labubus.
Oh. Yes!
Because she has to have a Labubu to hang off her mm-hmm. spray ground backpack.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what kind of backpack?
Spray ground, I think.
What's a spray ground backpack?
I don't even
backpack?
Know. She's like, Mom, I've had a JanSport for 2 years. I have to have a spray ground.
I didn't even know there were other kinds of backpacks aside from JanSport. They've had the backpack market cornered for about the past 40 years.
Oh,
spray ground.
Yes, I think that's what it's called.
Oh, my gosh.
Remembering correctly.
You have to get her one.
A Labubu?
Yes. She's asking for it, Selena.
She's not even asking. She is begging. Okay, two things. One, I don't even know how to get one.
Oh.
She sent me a link for one, and it was clearly like one being resold. $75.
You
I'm
don't
not spending
do
$75 on a
stuffed animal
Labubu.
Keychain. Hell no.
No.
You don't want to do that. There's a process that you have to go through online. I suggest that one, but it's going to take some dedication. Are you ready? For that type
laid
of
on me.
Get your pen and paper. Get your pen and paper out, everybody. Okay. Here's how you get yourself a Labubu for back to school.
So you are gonna have to go to the Pop Mart website. Obviously, that is, I think, the best place to get it. That way, you don't have to. You know, you're a busy mom. You don't want to have to go stand in line at the store.
Right? Definitely not. No.
So they do have certain release times. I know on
so stupid.
Thursdays, I believe it's at 6 p.m. But I would suggest that you, one, obviously sign up for the emails that let you know when the release is available.
Oh, my God.
And two...
It's weird that a company that you can make things falsely exclusive. Like, oh, my God, these are limited quantities. If they fired up the factory, they could make 10 million of these things in a day. You know what I mean?
They do. They do.
They can flood the market
with
these.
But it's like you're manufacturing the buzz yourself by making it, so.
Which is smart.
Of course.
Limited.
It is smart, but it's also ridiculous when it comes to the fact that it's a stuffed animal
keychain.
That they're
stupid? Thank you.
Well, you're going to have to get one.
So anyway, sign up for the newsletter.
Yeah, but also Thursdays at 6 p.m., I think that Thursdays is always the
day where I got to sign up for a newsletter?
Well, if Selena wants to get the email when they've gone live, then that would be the best. Because sometimes they go live on random times. Sometimes they trick you like that. But then the tough part is when you're already on the website, chances are once you get there, even if you are right on time, they will already be sold out. So what you have to do is just click through every single box, every single, like, every couple minutes.
Oh, my God.
Because they give people 15 minutes to purchase it, and if they don't, they release it back into the world.
Yeah, I don't know. The other thing, so that's one, getting it
online.
I don't know if I can do all that. The other reason is I keep on seeing videos about how these things are like haunted.
Oh my God.
I saw another one yesterday. This little girl,
ridiculous.
There was like a Ring camera in her room. This girl was, she was like probably like 4 years old and she's in her bed on an iPad or something like that. And then she just starts, she sits up and she's screaming. Her mom runs in and she says that the Labubu was moving. I feel like this is like a little girl that you can't coach to say these things.
You can.
She could have also seen something else move. Like, she could have had a Barbie.
I don't know.
And the Barbie
I don't know. There's just too much. There's just too much talk of these things being possessed. So
I think you just don't want to put in the work to get her.
It's a combination of
you
both.
You think as the factory cranks out, again, some huge quantity of these things, they can make more, you know, if they really want to fulfill the demand out there. But they don't because it's exclusive. That creates more demand. Do you think that they just, as some of them come off the line, they're like, you're possessed, you're possessed? How do they...
Yeah, maybe they're
like, pick and choose which ones are haunted.
Maybe they're casting a spell. Maybe it's all of them. Maybe it's not a select few. I don't know.
Well,
the whole factory is haunted. Yeah, anything that comes out of there.
Is she going to be upset if you get her a LaFoufou?
Yes.
Oh.
The kids can tell the difference?
Yeah. I can tell the difference.
I can't.
Yeah, I can't.
They all look the same to me.
I looked at the Spray Ground backpack. They're very like, there's a SpongeBob one. They're very like, they got animated characters on them. They're like super decorated, like backpacks.
Like, what's wrong with the Black JanSport?
No, these are this is
Selena.
Like taking things in the way opposite direction. These things are like highly decorated.
And expensive.
$65 It looks like 65 to 90, depending on which one you want.
Oh my god!
Well, and then even and they go up from there. It looks like.
And she wants a LaBooBoo hanging off one of these. Cause I think she needs to get a job.
Amazon has some of these Spray Ground ones for $199.
Oh my god! Get out of here!
For a backpack that's just going to get absolutely destroyed.
Oh, dragged on the ground. Oh my god! Back to school sounds expensive. Like along with the LaBooBoos, I saw some lists that where people kids still want Stanley Cups.
They do?
They do. They want, like, some Adidas shoes that are, like, $80. Obviously, a LaBooBoo. They want iPads. So, kids are very expensive nowadays.
I ain't getting them any of this stuff. We go to Old Navy. You can buy one of everything for the price of that one LaBooBoo, that one Spray Ground backpack. I get 10 pairs of shorts.
They don't 15 want shorts. Shirts. They don't want shirts.
They need them.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Just talking about LaBooBoos for back to school.
Morning, JV Show. Matt from San Jose. Hey, Selena, I got the hookup, and she lives in San Francisco, and they're hecka legit. Look up Cat LaBooBoo on Instagram. Tell her Matthew sent you. Cat LaBooBoo on Instagram. I have bought all of my LaBooBoos from her.
Cat LaBooBoo. Why do I not trust that these are legit?
He says they're hecka legit.
I don't know. Something about the way he said that, though. I don't trust. I got trust issues.
Hey,
here.
I believe it.
Yeah, hit a Cat LaBooBoo. Yeah.
I'll look into it. Cat LaBooBoo on Instagram. Well, thank you for that.
Good morning, JB Show. This is Henry from Pittsburgh. Just got a quick comment on the LaBooBoo thing for Selena's daughter. I think Auntie Jess should buy her one. I think that'd be the best idea.
Great
idea. She knows how to do everything. So, yeah, I think Auntie Jess should buy her one. Have a good day, guys. Bye.
Oh. That's a great idea, but we all know Jess hates kids.
No
so.
Can do.
And there's that. No yeah. Do. See.
You know.
Wow.
Hottest
days trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, so let's unpack Sydney Sweeney's very controversial American Eagle ad campaign. So there are a number of different ads out, but she is obviously on there using her face and her likeness. Well, it's actually her, so not even her likeness. Mm-hmm. But she's modeling their jeans.
Right.
It's all about their blue jeans. And there's a bunch of pictures all over social media. But there's one video in particular where Sydney says... Oh, that's not the right button. Here we go. Now that Sydney talking.
Jeans are passed down from parents to offspring, often determining traits like hair color, personality, and even eye color. My jeans are blue.
My jeans are blue. But it's
why is
everything.
She talking like that?
Yeah.
I don't know. But
jeans
it's
are passed
so
down.
It's obviously a play on like genes, like genetics, and then jeans as in denim, but everybody was calling this ad tone deaf. Like, okay, this is like Nazi propaganda. Because who do you have saying this? Sydney, blonde hair, blue eyes, mm-hmm. talking about her good jeans, and even American Eagle. Like on some of the ad photos, it says Sydney Sweeney has good jeans with a G, but then it's crossed out to say jeans with a J. So people were already upset about this whole ad campaign, and then we have Doja Cat, who catches wind of what's going on with Sydney Sweeney. Here's her reaction.
Jeans are passed down from parents to offspring, often determining traits like hair color, personality, and even eye color. My jeans are blue.
So everyone is like, when you have Doja Cat mocking you, that's when you know it's bad.
Oh my gosh. And the thing is, I mean, she has continuously been called out because people are saying she keeps over sexualizing everything. So she had her collaboration with the bar of soap where it was like part of it was her bathwater or whatever it was. And they're like, you have stated that you don't want people, you want to kind of take on a new role in movies or whatever it is, something that isn't so over sexualized, but you yourself are going and doing these commercials that are just that.
Couldn't this have just been like kind of lighthearted, like jeans? It's just a play on words.
I'm sure that's what they intended, but that's not the way the public took it. And after that, it's out of your hands.
Also, mind you, I mean, everybody likes the way, you know, jeans look on different types of models and stuff. Her jeans looked kind of baggy and like
Isn't that the style?
Those are the Sydney jeans. Everyone's calling those the Sydney jeans. To your point, I think that they had good intentions because, I mean, they're obviously trying to play on the fact that Sydney Sweeney is hot. You know what I mean? She's got gray jeans. She's hot. That's all it was, but it just didn't sit right with a lot of people. And I love Doja's reaction.
That was pretty funny.
That was pretty good. That was good. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, everybody, put your V's up. Maybe your D's up. Because last night at the Valkyries game, someone threw an interesting item onto the court. The game was not here at Chase Center. The Valkyries were on the road last night in Atlanta taking on the Dream. And in a very close game, play had to be suspended with just over a minute left in the fourth quarter because an object came flying in from the stands while play was going. Live action was happening on the court. The neon green item landed pretty close to the scorer's table. Refs halted play. They went to go review to see if they could figure out where it came from and possibly eject that fan. But it was at that point that TV cameras then panned down to the ground to show that this neon green item was an adult toy.
Oh my god. Sorts.
Pretty big one. After a few minutes, on court police officer providing security for the game had to pick the item up in a towel, wrap it in a towel, and then walk it off the court. Play was resumed. The Valkyries went on to win the game on a jump shot with just 3.2 seconds left. They won the game 77-75. If you'd like to go take a look at the moment that this thing was launched onto the court and when it was had to get removed from the court. It's up at JV Morning Show on Instagram on our story.
How did they get this in there? Because they check bags. They're not moving around, you know, moving everything in your bag, but you open it up. They look inside every bag you're taking in there.
I know one place you could hide it.
Me too, and I'm hoping it wasn't there.
I could think of two places you could hide it. It might have been in one of those places. I don't know. I mean, to your point, it is true. The security checks going into stadiums now is pretty thorough. And you also have to go through a metal detector. I assume this thing probably had some batteries. There's probably some metal somewhere on the inside of this thing. Maybe not. Maybe not. It could just be
whatever those things are made of. I don't know.
All rubber. But yeah.
This
is the best. Oh, it's had me living my best life before the show.
It was giving Graham
life.
It's the first thing he said when he walked in this morning. Did you see what happened in the Valkyries game?
Somebody really launched it. I mean,
it went far.
And
the way it bounced.
Yes, and it also speaks to the fact that this was a premeditated crime. You know, a lot of times you're at a game, you get excited, people will launch a drink or popcorn or, even a hot dog onto the court, whatever, you know, if things got really rowdy. People throw stuff that they have there at the game, but this implies that you brought this.
Yes.
You had to bring this with you somehow and thought, I'm launching this onto the court. And then as you're getting, there's not a lot of time left in the game. You're like, oh, it's now or never. I got to launch it.
And you just do it.
So long, buddy. We've had some good times together.
Hey, all right.
Check it out of the court.
Yeah, that video, if you want to check it out, JV Morning Show on our Insta story.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Before we get to our What the Bleep game, we've been talking about Labubus. I said my daughter is not just asking, she is begging. She needs one to hang off her spray ground backpack for back to school in a couple weeks. But, like, I'm not trying to go through the trouble of, you know, what Jess was saying about going onto the pop. Mart.
But it's
and then you
got to
sign up for the newsletter.
There's surprise drops.
And
go into every box. You have 15 minutes and maybe somebody won't buy it by then and theirs will become available. That's doing too much.
No thanks.
Hey, Selena, for the boo-boos, go to Antioch Flea Market on Saturdays. I bought one for my daughter for $40. Legit. My daughter verified it. Legit. Antioch Flea Market on Saturdays. Boo-boos are there. The real deal.
Do you think they're there? Well, there you go. Okay, anybody listening looking for a Labubu, the Antioch flea market on Saturday has got Labubus $40, and they're legit. Do you think they're legit?
No, I don't. I have trust issues. I don't trust
you. Dang, people are really making a ton of money off of this. Maybe I should start a side.
You should get a Labubu side game.
There is. I mean, that is a legit revenue stream right there, right? Because what does it cost if you do sign up for the newsletter and then log in at the precise time and then buy one? What are you spending there?
It's $20. So with tax, maybe like 25, 27 around there.
That's not bad.
That's healthy but profit. Very doable. Turn around, sell for 40. Or 50.
Or more.
Yeah.
All right, it's time for What the Bleep Were. You can win a JV Show Chug Mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. When you think you know what it is, run to the iHeartRadio app, which hopefully you're already on. You hit that red talk back button. Leave us a talk back with your guess. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever fallen asleep with a still in your hand?
Yes. It's happened to everyone.
My own? Yeah, nightly. All right, think about what the bleeped out word could be. Keep in mind, it's just something comforting about that. It's just that's just the way us guys sleep.
You're so gross.
We just do that. You don't know what the bleeped out word is.
And you never wash your hands.
What are you talking about? I wash my hands all the time.
No,
plus,
you don't.
In the morning, I take a shower in the morning, unlike you two sickos that roll in here with all that disgusting sleep just attached
to
you.
I'm a night showerer during the week.
Gross. All right. Like I said, think about what that bleeped out word could be. When you formulated a guess, that is PG because this is a family show. Leave that guess on the talkback mic. Leave us your name and your city along with your guess because we want to be able to shout you out when you win. But the first correct answer in the morning is going to be the one that gets the JV Show Chug Mug. So get your guesses in. Quick.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, we're playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. And if you can do that, we're going to send you a JV Show Chug Mug. If you missed today's clip, here it is. Have you ever fallen asleep with a still in your hand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It happens.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Janessa from Vallejo. My guess for the bleeped out word is remote. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Ooh, that probably happens a lot.
Probably the most popular guest coming in this morning, remote. I think everybody has done that at some point.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Christine from Stockton. My guess for the bleeped out word is toothbrush.
A surprisingly popular guest this morning.
Really?
A lot of people guessing toothbrush. That one I don't understand unless you brush your teeth laying down. But does anyone do that?
Or maybe you fall asleep standing up.
You got to be real tired to fall asleep standing up mid-brush. Yeah, I don't think that happens.
Good morning, JV Show. This is April from beautiful Applegate. And I think the bleeped out word is phone. Actually, a fun story. My husband's fallen asleep with his phone in his hand watching YouTube videos. Anyways, have a great day. Bye.
JV
I think
Show,
that's happened to everybody.
JV Show number one in beautiful Applegate, by the way.
Yes, thank you so much.
Everybody has fallen asleep with their phone in their hand in some capacity, right?
I'm sure.
The worst is when you're laying down and you're holding it above you and then like you just nod off for a second, you drop it and it falls on you.
Dude.
That's the embarrassing
one. That happened to my son. He's only 4 years old. He didn't fall asleep, but it fell out of his hand.
Yeah.
Gave him a black eye.
Oh,
my God.
It's not like bad,
that
but
you
there
told
was
him
like,
to tell.
No, that's what actually happened.
Parents said I fell down the stairs.
But if the police ask, it was the cell phone. No, that's actually what happened. That's really what happened.
Got it.
Anyways,
wink.
What is today's bleeped out word? If you think you know, leave it on a talk back right now on the iHeartRadio app. Going to play more of your guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. We are playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. And if you can do that, we're going to send you a chug mug. Let's go. Actually, before we get to your guesses, let's play that clip one more time in case you missed it. Have you ever fallen asleep with a still in your hand? Graham said that he has.
Yeah. I think all guys
You're
have.
You're sick. That's actually
some
true.
Some of you ladies have too.
No, that's actually facts. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Ricky from San Jose, and I want to guess cocktail.
Cocktail!
Minus the tail.
That's a great guess.
Uh-huh. Good guess.
Good morning, JV Show. This is our Lynn calling in from Clayton, California. I think the bleeped out word today is book. Hope you have a great day. Bye.
I've done that.
That's a great guess. People still read books?
Yeah.
They do?
Well, yeah, they do.
Yeah, wow. Or for a while I had an Audible subscription, and those would put me right to sleep. Like, I'd be like, okay, it's bedtime, let me put my book on.
Was that an audio book?
Yeah.
Oh, I got you. I got you.
So, yeah. Nothing was in your hand, though.
Oh, no.
So
that doesn't really apply here.
Yeah.
Good morning. My name's Jennifer from Maryland. The bleeped out word is vape.
Vape?
She just say from Maryland?
Yes.
I got to look if I can do ratings whole my entire state here.
Yes, Maryland. What do you see?
JV show number one in Maryland right now.
Thank you so much.
We'll take that.
And put the vape down. It ain't good for you.
Yeah, don't do that right before bed.
What's up, Wild? This is George Cobb and Julian from Sam Town. We think the bleeped out word is drink. All right, guys. Have a great morning.
Drink.
That was a very, very popular guest this morning. Drink. You're very close.
Did no one get the actual word?
Nope.
Today? All right. No. Listen up, people. Here's today's clip, unbleeped.
Have you ever fallen asleep with a glass still in your hand?
That was so close, a glass.
A lot of people were very close. I think somebody even said cup, and they were right there. A lot of people guessed drink and stuff like that. Has this ever happened to you? Because it almost happens to my wife every Friday night. I pour, let's have a glass of wine. Sure, pour her one, and then we're watching a show, and she's holding it, and then her eyes close, and her head's leaned back, and I'm just watching that thing like, wait. Oh, so I'm like, this is going to spill. It's red. You know, it'd be a red wine. I'm like, this is going to spill and like stain everything. And then I'll like... As I'll reach for it, like I'm going to take it, and she'll be like, what are you doing? I'm putting your glass down because you're asleep. I'm not asleep. I'm listening. She always says that. I'm listening. My eyes are closed, but I'm listening.
Like, lie about right. That's so good.
And then, you guys, she has never once spilled, to her credit.
Wow.
Maybe because I'm sitting there being a watchdog for it. But when we were in Hawaii and we were putting the kids to bed, and I had a glass of wine in my hand. And I was kind of laying down, and my wife's reading the kids a story, and it put me right to sleep, and I dropped it, and I spilled it right on the carpet.
Who cares? It's the hotels.
Yeah, but no, it was like a condo, so like you're renting it.
Oh, never mind.
But it was white. It was thankfully white wine. So
oh, my God.
I thought you had a heart attack. And the clang and the crash that it made. And, like, I was like, what? What just happened? Because I didn't even know that. It's like, I didn't know I dozed off. Like, whoops.
And that would have been, like, an extra $200 fee or
cleaning fee. Probably. What if they had to replace the whole carpet if it was red?
I mean, that would have been all bad news. Ooh. Yeah, nobody got today's word correctly. A couple other honorable mention guesses. Some people guessed fork. Have you ever fallen asleep while eating in bed with a fork, maybe? Woken up with a fork in your hand?
No, I don't think so.
Snacks?
Yes.
A lot of various snacks guesses. I once passed
probably
out in college with a handful of animal crackers in my hand, and I woke up and they were still in my hand the next day.
Wow. That's how. Did you eat them?
Still, I slept. Of course I did. It was breakfast time at that point. I was starving. A couple of people guessed cigarette.
That's not good.
Don't do that. Burn the house down.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, everyone, for playing this morning. We'll do it again tomorrow, What the Bleep, at 7:05. We do have more winning for you next inside the JV shows. You have Nope Game. Jess, are we giving away Giveon tickets?
We are.
All right. Got that for you.
We
are. Why did you just glitch right now?
I don't know.
Got that for you next.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
We're the JV show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And to the phones. Hi, is this Lisa and Carissa?
Yes.
Hi, and is this a mommy-daughter duo on the phones this morning?
It's the mommy-daughter duo.
I love it. All right, well, let's see if we can get you hooked up with these tickets for Gimme On. Girl power. Mm-hmm. All right, so here's how it works. It's the JV show's Yup Nope game. We are going to ask you guys four random trivia questions. Hope you're good at random trivia. Only got to get three correct. If you can do that, you are going to be checking out Gimme On at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium, okay?
Okay, yay.
Let's get to it. Here is question number one. The attack on Pearl Harbor in World War II took place in what ocean?
That would be the... Oh, gosh. The...
Oh, no.
I'll
quit the show.
She knows
it. I'm going to say Atlantic.
You don't want to say
No. Yeah, you didn't want to say that. Actually, no. The Pacific.
Right. That like hurts a piece of my soul. Just a little bit. Pearl Harbor, that attack, you know, the Hawaiian Islands, and Hawaii is in the specific. Never mind. I don't need to get into the details of it.
And you're allowed to miss one. Yes. So it's still all good.
Don't miss another. Question number two. In competitive table tennis, how many points must a player reach to win a game?
Table tennis.
Ping pong.
Oh.
Same thing.
11?
Yep.
11 is correct. You have to win by 2, but 11. Yeah, you play your games to 11. You got to win by 2.
I never knew that.
What do you play to?
I don't. One, I don't play, but I've also never watched competitive table tennis, so I wouldn't know.
But if you're just playing with friends, you play to 11. You got to win by 2.
Okay, well, good job. You got that right. You knew that, and that's a great thing. All right, here's question number 3. The equator is an imaginary line that divides the Earth into what two hemispheres?
That would be, you know, the answer? You don't know? I would say, come on,
Northern
and Southern Hemisphere.
Yep.
There you go.
The Northern and the Southern. All right, question number 4. You guys need this one to win the game. You got this one. What does the abbreviation IMHO stand for?
IMHO.
Someone might type that in a text or an email. She said it in my humble.
Yep.
In my humble opinion or in my honest opinion, both acceptable answers there. Nice job.
You guys just won 2 tickets to see Giveon on October 4th at the Bilgram Civic Auditorium. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. All right, ladies, hang on for that winning. Graham, do we got a shout out here?
Just one. Mom in my DMs. Mom in my DMs. Let's wish Damian Omari a great first day of first grade. Don't forget to kiss your brain. I don't know what that means. You're going to do amazing this year. We love you. That's from Mama, Daddy, Maverick, Kendall, and Isaiah. BRW, Stockton Charters. What does BRW stand for? I know a BRB. BTW stands
BRB.
For, like, by the way, but BRW. Well, this is what she wrote. BRW, Stockton Charter Schools are differently. They start at the end of July. I love it. How do you feel about school? Well, first of all, shout out to Omar.
He's
have a great first day of school.
Who gives a fart?
That's true. How do you feel about, if as a mom, Selena, she says she loves it that the charter schools there start at the end of July. Where are you at with that?
Not mad at that. Go back to school. Leave me alone sometimes. But also, do they get out earlier
for summer break?
Because I think so. I think it kind of balances out.
Or maybe they get longer breaks at other times.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about it because it just seems too early to go back to school. But also, I'm with you. Get out of my hair.
Get out of my face. Go to school or something.
I got stuff to do.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
I loved the questions except the Pearl Harbor thing because I have no clue about that. So I would have got that wrong too. But that was good. That was good today. Good job.
I'm glad we got your approval.
I appreciate the approval. But the fact that people don't know anything about Pearl Harbor. I assumed that was a layup question.
Right.
In what ocean did the Pearl Harbor attack take place? Pearl Harbor was in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. One of the most consequential and significant moments in United States history. One of the most. And so I feel like you should have some general knowledge of that. If you have general knowledge of that, you know that that happened in the Pacific. I thought that was an easy question.
The fact that even I knew that says a lot. you know what I mean? But it's true, because there's a lot of things I don't know, but I knew that.
It's one of the most significant moments in United States history. We should all know that.
Agreed. All right, let's get to trending.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by the new thought-provoking exhibition at the Exploratorium Adventures in AI, now through September 14th. Oh, and before we officially get to my trending stories, I want to remind everyone, 8:20 this morning, tickets for Anuel Doble A. He's coming to SAP Center, so we're going to be hooking you up. All right, so Kim K is now selling shapewear for your face.
Huh?
Go to JV Morning Show, Graham.
And hopefully I will be getting an explanation
of
what the hell that means.
Instagram story. This is the latest product from Skims that just dropped. The Seamless Sculpt Face Wrap.
This looks like you're a burn victim.
Oh yeah. Skim says...
No offense to burn victims.
Skim says it's a must-have addition to your nightly routine. So it supports your jaw and your neck, and it's got Velcro closures, and it's supposed to like lift your face and improve your jawline. You wear it like overnight or around the house, like Kim said. Does it actually work? That's a whole other thing. Experts are like, you might temporarily see results, but nothing like... Nothing serious, but Kim did say that it's made with their sculpting fabric and collagen yarns.
Oh, God.
Whatever that is.
Some special type of nylon. It looks like
you just got your wisdom teeth out and they gave you something.
Don't wear this out in public. I mean, you can...
No, she said it's like for home. People wear it overnight.
Got it.
But even that, Graham, what would you think of your wife if this is what she wore to bed every night?
Hey, you know, if this is what she wanted to wear, I'd get a good chuckle out of it. But I guess go for it. How do you feel about, because I've, and even probably know a couple ladies that do this, that will, like, they just sleep on their back so they don't wrinkle their, so their face isn't getting exposed to wrinkles. I don't know how, I can't imagine that. I have to sleep on my side.
I can't control how I sleep.
But maybe if you threw one of these ridiculous things on, it would remind you to...
It does make a difference.
Does it actually?
It does, because I feel like one of my sides is more wrinkly than the other because
I thought you meant these.
Oh, no, not that.
This face thing makes...
I mean the sleeping on your back.
Do you think that's a thing? Like it has legit results?
The other day I tried Frownies. Have you guys heard of those?
Yes.
It's I know the name, but what is it?
It's like a tape that you put on your wrinkles so that you wear it overnight, and then it's supposed to help with them.
So you can't like make expressions on your forehead while you're sleeping?
Interesting.
I probably do that a lot.
I kind of want the Skims one, but I don't know what my husband would think about that.
I mean, this is ridiculous.
Graham, do me a favor. Will you get to your story? I'm going to go outside the studio and have a cough attack really quick, and then I'll be right back.
Okay, you have fun.
Let it
with
rip.
That.
I don't want you to leave for too long because this is a good story. Somebody at Caltrans has some explaining to do. Oh. A bunch of employees all apparently got together at their Monterey facility to celebrate one of their coworkers' retirements, which seems harmless enough, right? Except that it was during company hours while they were on the clock. Okay, yeah, that's fine. Except they were all drinking, and there was a stripper. Caltrans has launched a full investigation into this July 10th incident where apparently many of these employees were also showering that entertainer in dollar bills. Sounds like a good time.
Except
a supervisor walked in on the party, and that's when everybody scrambled to get back to work. Selena just walked back in studio.
I'm
going to get you caught up because I don't want you to miss this story. A Caltrans investigating this retirement party.
With the strippers and stuff?
Yes, and there was a stripper and lots of drinking, and this is on... during company hours, and the party would have gone off without a hitch, except some supervisor walked in and totally C-blocked the entire thing.
Oh, my God.
And that's when everybody scrambled to get back to work. Some of those employees then hopped into Caltrans work vehicles and drove off, which is a big no-no because, again, they were drinking. Also, keep in mind that this is your tax dollars that are paying for all this. A spokesperson for Caltrans said, quote, Caltrans takes these allegations with the utmost seriousness and is unwavering in holding those involved accountable. And they have. 10 employees involved have already been terminated. Another 2 have been suspended. No disciplinary action was apparently taken on the person whose retirement party it was. Yeah, no duh. What are you going to do?
Fire him?
They're suspended? They're retired. Also, they were probably having a great time. So, yeah, it was their retirement party. But, yeah, leave it to the bosses to ruin all the fun.
I know.
Wow. I mean, he went out with a bang. That's...
quite
right.
Quite literally.
But here's the thing: the guy who was retiring, did he?
We don't know if it was a guy. You're implying that.
Okay,
I probably
the
was.
Person who was retiring.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was probably like he probably had no idea about this, right? This is everybody else wanting to throw him a party.
Most
do you know
likely,
what I mean?
The retirement party planning is usually not up to
thrown
you,
by,
the retiree.
By other people. Yeah.
Right.
I don't know, but I love that, you know, we're just having fun here in the Bay. Like, just leave us alone. We're just living our best lives, you know?
Well, it's Monterey. Is that really the Bay?
Oh, I thought it was here. You didn't specify. Sorry.
Secondly, wouldn't you just throw this party after, like, once you're off the clock? I mean, I get, look, that sounds fun to be paid while you're doing this and have that be a part of your work day. Like when you get home and your wife's like, how was work today? And you're like, you know what? It was really great. I got a lap dance today. I drank a bunch with my buddies.
Yeah.
And also we put out some orange cones. You know, like couldn't they have just done it after hours?
Well,
and then
here's
nobody
the issue.
Would, 10 people got fired.
Here's
10.
The issue with that. You do something after hours, after work hours, nobody's going. I mean, think about here, Graham. They
That's
throw a party outside of our
you
show hours.
Don't
we're
go
gone. We're
anything.
Home. Something while we're still in the building. Yeah, we might stop by and make an appearance.
Yeah, but none of those ones that are after we're off the clock or involve strippers and booze.
Oh, so you would go to those?
Well, that would probably garner higher attendance by some of the other employees, myself included.
I can see that.
Imagine, though, I'm assuming they're men, sorry. But imagine those guys going home to their wife and being like, hey, sorry, I lost my job. And she's like, why? Well, because there were some strippers involved and this happened. Like,
yeah.
Yikes.
Interesting.
That one's a tough. Yeah, that's a tough.
Like, how do you explain that?
That's a tough one to explain.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And we got a special shout out.
We do. Dads in my DMs. DJ Dads in my DMs. Oh. I go and says, what's up, Graham? Sliding in the DMs. It's my son's birthday, July 30th. Joey is turning the big 9. Hoping you guys can wish him a happy birthday for him. We'll be in the car around 8:10 in the morning. Appreciate you guys. And that's from our buddy, DJ Gotti. He's made a lot of the iconic
yes.
JV Show remixes over the years.
Well, happy
so,
birthday.
Joey,
happy
I hope you have a great 9th birthday.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, that's true.
And let me remind you guys really quick that we do have your tickets for the Giants when they take on the Padres on August 12th. So leave us a talk back right now, letting us know who you would take with you for your chance to win 4 tickets.
Nice. Good luck. All right, Graham, so you started watching Happy... I almost said Happy Madison.
That's the name of his production company, Happy Madison.
You started watching Happy Gilmore 2.
I started watching Happy Gilmore 2 last night because my wife left yesterday morning on a business trip and my kids are with the grandparents all week.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Why didn't you finish it?
I started it kind of late and then I was tired and I was like, I got to just prioritize some sleep.
Okay.
Catching up on some sleep. And so I watched most of it. And here are my Happy Gilmore 2 thoughts.
Okay.
Some great laughs in there. Like, very fun. And, like, definitely a lot of, you know, very, you know, nostalgic feelings. Nostalgia alert for sure.
Nostalgia alert.
And it is crazy to see because they do include a lot of flashbacks from Happy Gilmore 1, which is a fantastic movie. How different they all look, you know, even seeing how young Adam Sandler looks. But then you remember that that movie was basically 30 years ago. I think it was 1996, Happy Gilmore
yep. mm-hmm.
came out. So, like, they look a lot. He looks so, so young when they flashback and show him. But part of my critique, now, look, I like my overall takeaway, and I'm sure, I haven't finished it, but my overall takeaway is going to be, like, super fun movie, some great laughs. Like, I liked it. Part of the thing I wish they didn't do so much in this one is they in my mind, they tried too hard to flashback to every single person or character or even like tiny bit character from the first one and make them a part of this one storyline somehow. Like, I get that with some of the characters. Sure, you have, because they were iconic, some of the ones. You got to bring those ones back or, you know, close the loop on their story or whatever it would be, or give an update on what happened to them. Sure. But some of them were just, it was just like, just a teensy bit forced.
So I know I'm new to the Happy Gilmore stuff. I just watched the first one for the first time ever last mm-hmm. week because I knew the second one was coming out. I actually really liked that they went full circle mm-hmm. and brought like every character's like kid or someone back for the second one.
But I think like...
I liked it.
Some of them... It, and look, I haven't watched Happy Gilmore, the first one, in a long time, but I remember the movie.
Yeah.
Some of them, it's like such a bit character part. I'm like, wait, what was that part? Like, what are they referencing? I'm sitting there thinking about it too much.
Maybe
you know?
That's...
Like, some of them are just a little too forced and like kind of unnecessary. Just make a great sequel. They don't need to be a part of the
right.
plot line of this one. Just make a great sequel. Again, I'm not like bashing the movie because I like it and I'm having fun with it. And as a golf fan, I really like it. And I'm
wondering,
did
you recognize like a lot of the golfer cameos in there? Because I mean, I knew none.
When they're showing that room with everybody wearing the, you know, their gold jackets,
yeah.
it's like the champions dinner. I mean, the lineup of real golf stars that they have in there is incredible. Like, and I was thinking that was one of the things I was thinking. I was like, Selena and Jess have no idea who any of these guys
are.
And these are all some of the absolute biggest names in golf right now, and you know, past like, you know, golf just icons that they got for this movie. And so yeah, that part was really cool to see.
I just kind of figured most of the golfers, like the real life golfers, were the ones that were a little more monotone and more serious in the film.
Well, yeah, it's interesting to see, having watched these, you know, I've watched some of these guys play for so many years, and then to see which ones can sort of act and which ones can't. And most of them, not that great, but but it's fun. It's awesome that they got all of them.
Do you have any thoughts on Bad Bunny's acting skills? Because I loved him in this movie. I feel like he can really, really, it's not his first acting role either, but I feel like he can really, really act.
Oh, I think he's great in it. Yeah,
he's so good.
He does a great job. He's got good
like
comedic
put this
timing.
Man in everything.
Yeah, he's
and
funny.
I'm going to be honest, I thought Kelsey did pretty good too. I don't know about you.
I thought his acting was actually pretty good.
Right?
I think I was drunk. I don't know. But I don't remember thinking anything bad. Okay. So there's that.
Yeah, no, I was actually pleasantly surprised by his. I thought his, you know, his parts were
pretty funny.
I thought it was well done.
It was good. I really liked the movie.
Yeah.
Do you think you're going to finish watching it?
Yeah, I'm going to finish watching it today. Okay. I got to just, you know, I needed to, last night I needed to get some sleep.
I get it, buddy.
And then
I
after that, Squid Game, possibly?
Or? Yeah, I'm just going to start right there, season one. Just watch it all. And how many episodes is that? Probably a lot.
There's three seasons, so
I've got a lot of TV watching to do before my wife gets back into town on Thursday.
Really quick, I heard you telling Jess off air that there's some alien video.
Dude, this one... And I'm a skeptic. This one, even this one's a little tough to explain away, because aliens have landed, you guys. Aliens, we have a sighting. It is caught on Ring camera footage. And this is in Compton. Of all the places that the aliens could have chosen to visit, they chose Compton, you guys. And this woman posted a video that, as she says, happened about 1 a.m. And in the video, you tell me, there's definitely an alien-like creature that walks by, like alongside her house and sort of maybe down part of the driveway. And the explanations from skeptics online, I was kind of, you know, some people are like, well, that could be a very large cockatoo. I'm like, you think that's a bird walking by? No, it's not. Go see the video. Jess, this is at JV Morning Show on Instagram. Go watch this on our story. You tell me what you think this little thing or creature is. Because
it's AI, right?
Wait, is it? Now I don't know these days.
Me either. I think everything is AI.
I don't think this one's AI.
It looks very alien-like.
But it looks like stereotypical alien. Like when we think aliens, that's what we think of.
Right.
I think it's AI.
I mean, I think it's somebody. I don't think it's AI. I think it's somebody dressed in a little costume.
An alien costume.
I think it's a kid in a costume walking by, having some fun with, you know, having a little fun helping mom go viral. But it is very convincing looking.
No, it is.
But Compton, of all the places the aliens were like...
I heard it's nice there this time of year.
You know where we should go visit?
Compton.
They'll be welcoming to us there.
Yeah.
I guess.
So you believe Greg?
No.
He just said he thinks it's a kid in a costume.
I think it's a kid in a costume.
Okay, you go check out the video. Let us know what you think. JV Morning Show. It's on our Instagram. Make sure you give us a follow.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Eddie Seth from Butter Creek. Happy Hump Day.
Hump Day. Okay.
Please, Graham, I know you're kidding. You seriously don't believe everything you see online, right? Like, that is not... That was the worst editing of an alien that I've ever seen. Like, try harder. No dark on aliens.
Okay, said. Look, first of all, anybody that knows me and listened to this show for a while, what you have knows, I don't believe in aliens. I believe that there could be life out there. I believe there is life in some form on other planets somewhere. Do I believe it's come here to Earth? No, I don't. What makes us think that intelligent life on another planet has evolved at the same timeline as us? Do we know, that's the thing that I come back to all the time. What makes us think that they've evolved at the same pace that we have? We could have had intelligent life on some planet 2 billion years ago that's gone long extinct. They could, and let's just say that some other civilization out there figured out how to traverse the immense distances that the universe presents, which is damn near impossible. And what makes it think that they came during our little tiny blip of life that humans are going to be
But you
under.
Didn't say you believed that this video actually showed real aliens.
No, I think, it's a kid in a costume.
That. But there's you can check out the video we're talking about, JV Morning Show. It's on our Instagram story.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thank you, JV Show, for wishing me a happy birthday. And this is Joey. I'm 39 years old, and I'm going to party.
Party!
I'm going to party! Yeah, happy ninth birthday again, Joey.
Who gives a fart?
That was so cute. All right. So supposedly, these are things you should look for in your partner's phone if you're going to go through their phone at all because you suspect, like, cheating or whatever. Now, you know, you go through their messages. You know, there's certain things that you just know to check. Their call log, their messages, but cheaters are getting sneakier, according to experts. So one thing that you want to do is when you go to their messages, go to their emojis. You want to look at their most frequently used emojis and their most recent ones. And if you see...
How do you do that?
You just, like, go to the emojis and go to, like, the little clock sign. That means that's, like, your most frequently used ones.
I've never used an emoji, so just asking. Just trying to figure out where I'd see them.
Okay, so they're getting sneakier, and now certain emojis might have, like, a double meaning. And they're saying, if you see these emojis pop up in a message, maybe, like, once or twice, no big deal. People are allowed to use emojis. But if you see it a lot with certain, like, certain people, and late at night, it might mean trouble.
Which one?
So apparently cheaters are using, let's say, like the letter emoji, like a mail, like a piece of mail, like an envelope.
Okay.
So there's even one that has a heart on it. That could be a subtle, like, hey, text me later when you're free, or like an I miss you.
Okay. Don't you feel like that's just a red flag that they're texting someone of the opposite sex emojis late at night anyways? I don't care what the emojis are. I'd be like, what are you guys, what are you texting late at night?
Yeah, but it's the fact that it has a secret meaning. So, like, you're looking at that and you're like, okay, that's not adding up. Why are you texting her this at night? But what does it mean?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
So they're sending this just on its own? Like, as that's the secret message? It doesn't even come with anything else? Wow!
Yes! I guess using a croissant is a really common one as a way of saying, like, hey, let's meet for breakfast.
Okay.
Or using, like, any food item, like, let's say, like, the plate of spaghetti could be like, hey, like, dinner, like, let's do dinner.
Okay.
So look out for any food item.
A lot of emojis.
But again, wouldn't you, say, like, to Jess's point, if they're just using just the emojis, wouldn't you be like, hey, why did you text a croissant and then this other person just texted you a plate of spaghetti back? And then, you know what I mean? Like, what is happening here? I need answers. I don't care. Again, I don't care what the emojis are. I think it would be weird if my wife was having just an emoji-only conversation with another dude.
Wouldn't it make you more suspicious?
Well,
like, because what does it mean? Exactly. Yeah. That's why cheaters are doing it.
Well, I'm saying it would make me suspicious just the fact that there is a back and forth going with another dude. Even I don't care what the meaning of the emojis is.
The fact that the messages are being sent. Yeah,
right.
I get it.
And they're just sending each other emojis back and forth. Again, I don't even need to know the meaning behind them. That's a red flag.
But what if these aren't being sent late at night? What if they're sending the croissant thing early in the morning?
Yeah.
They're right next to you, but I'm just going to send off this croissant
and
emoji.
And the name on the phone is like Stephanie or something.
Yeah, it doesn't match. Yeah.
Now, that's the thing that cheaters obviously change the name.
Right.
Yeah. I had a buddy that used to trade a lot of messages with Matt Johnson.
Oh, really? Wow. Wow. Okay, so...
She was pretty.
A few more of the emojis that experts are saying to look out for, like sending a pepper might be a sign of, they want to get spicy with you. Yeah, yeah. Intimacy.
Like, hey, Matt.
A padlock is like, hey, this is a secret private chat or info. That's what it would symbolize.
Maybe obviously. It just means lock in.
Lock in, Selena.
A fish on a hook. They're fishing for attention. Like, they might just, like, send a fish on a hook. Like, hello, I need more attention.
Hello, it's just me over here. Send me that lock and croissant emoji.
The emoji covering the face suggests they're feeling guilty about what they're doing.
As they should.
Yeah.
Cheaters.
See, like, the interesting thing about this is, like, if I was on the receiving end of these messages, I'd be like, okay, why are they sending me a croissant emoji? Or, like... Because, like, the other person has to know what you're talking about when they're sending these emojis, but I don't think everybody does.
I would assume it's something that they've talked about, so the person they're sending it to knows what these secret messages mean. Yeah. They're not just going to send it out of nowhere and expect you to know what spaghetti means.
They've talked and giggled
about
it.
That'd be weird. Yeah. All right, anyway, so that That's just what you got to look out for, people. All right, next year on the JV show, the least educated cities. Graham, you found a list.
There's a new list, and unfortunately, California and Texas, in particular, very well represented on this list.
We'll go through that next, see if your city is on there.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
The JV show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Oh, my God. I was just scrolling Instagram. So Ozzy Osbourne's funeral is today, and I just saw some footage is going on right now, you know, the procession and all that. I saw some footage of Sharon just breaking down, like, so sad to see that.
Yeah.
And everyone was like cheering and chanting for her.
That is so sad.
It is so sad to see, I know. All right, we got a couple of talkbacks before we get to this list of the least educated cities in the country.
Good morning, JV show. This is Mari from San Francisco. I don't know if I missed it or not, but why are we not talking about the Valkyries and the Fever game last night and the huge lime that some fan threw onto the court mid-game? Love you guys. Bye.
Okay, so if you are just tuning in, you can go and see that clip. It was Valkyrie's Fever game in Atlanta last night. And yes, a fan threw an object onto the court last night that had to be...
An object, yeah.
Had to be wrapped in a towel and taken away, but not before TV cameras caught a glimpse of what it was, and it was a large adult toy. We discussed that earlier inside today's Hottest Trending. Obviously, that was my top story to lead off the show with. This morning, so you can go back
Graham
and podcast the show.
Graham could not wait to talk about it this morning. The first thing he said when he came in.
I could not stop laughing about that earlier.
So good morning, JV show. Happy hump day. Okay, help me out, guys. Are you going to be giving out any one-day Outside Lands tickets in the next week, or should I finally buy my ticket? Thank you. Love you guys.
That's a very good question, Jess. Any insight on that? I know we have, up until this point in the past, for this Outside Lands, we've already given away Outside Lands tickets. I think we did 3-day passes when the lineup first announced. But do we know anything about next week and then single day tickets? Because Outside Lands is going to get here before you know it.
Yeah, I haven't heard of anything. And it is next weekend. So I would say go to
get your tickets. Just go buy them.
SFOutsideLands.
Yeah, you won't regret buying them. You'll have a guaranteed spot in there. So just.
And then watch, we're giving them away next week.
Whoa. Don't say that. Don't jinx it.
Well, we might. We don't know.
Don't jinx it.
They don't tell us this stuff until the until the day of. All right, you guys. I have some bad news for a lot of people listening because Wallet Hub put out their annual study of the least educated cities in the entire United States. And unfortunately, the top 10 just riddled with California cities.
Wow.
A few Texas cities sprinkled in there and one North Carolina city. But you guys, we are definitely going to know some people, and it might be you listening, and it might be a couple people in this room are going to see their hometown
you,
pop
Graham?
Up on this list. Number one on the list, Visalia, California, the least educated city in the entire United States, according to this. And look, they put a bunch of factors. They, you know, and analyze this with a bunch of different factors. People that are 25 years or older that live there with a bachelor's degree and yada, yada. It goes on and on. Number two on this list, Brownsville, Texas, don't care. Number three, McAllen, Texas, don't care. Then we get to number four on the list, Bakersfield, California.
Oh, wow.
We have some Bakersfield listeners, but I feel like that one tracks. All right.
Graham.
Number five on this list, and we have a lot of listeners that live here, and so I hope I'm not offending you, but of the number five ranked least educated city in the entire United States, Modesto. Sorry, our Modestonian.
Well, I mean, it's not like we made the list. This is, you know, from Wallet Hub, and they
factored
in a bunch of different things. You don't have to apologize.
I know they've done a lot of research. Yeah. I still want to be offending the people from the great city.
We'll take it up with Wallet Modesto. Hub.
Number six on this list, again, a lot of JV show listeners here, Fresno.
Yikes.
Sorry, Fresno. Then we get to number seven on the list. No shocker. Stockton. Just kidding, Stocktonians. I'm kidding. But Stockton made the list. And look, if you're looking at this list right now, we're in the top 10. Visalia, number one. Then four, Bakersfield. Then five, Modesto. Then six, Fresno. Then seven, Stockton. Now we get to number eight. This is an interesting one. I feel like this is going to strike close to home for you two ladies. Because number eight on the list, Salinas, California.
I will fight somebody. I will run somebody over with my brand new board, and I will rip your head off and throw your head behind my truck, and then I'm going to back it up, and then I'm going to board it again, and I'm going to pick up your rent overhead, and I'm going to stick something in it, and then I'm going to throw it back down and smash it like a pumpkin on Halloween night. How dare you say Salinas is on this list?
I was going to say it tracks, but I appreciate your rant right there. Care to respond to this, ladies? Salinas, the number 8th. Least educated city in the entire United States.
Well, clearly Wallet Hub.
Can you give us a well-educated and thoughtful response to this to try to prove him wrong?
Yes, yes. Jess.
Selena, go ahead. you see,
oh, no.
I think the data that was collected from Wallet Hub.
It's pronounced data.
The data that was collected from Wallet Hub doesn't accurately represent the wonderful, hardworking, and educated people of Salinas.
I think this tracks, actually.
What?
Selena's bashing her.
No,
Selena
it does
bashing
not track.
Her own hometown.
It does not track.
It doesn't make people less hardworking, like you said, Jess. So I'm just speaking from my personal experience. I know a lot of people that, I mean, if they're basing this off having master degrees and bachelor degrees, a lot of people I know don't have that.
Yeah.
Still very successful, but a lot of them didn't go to, I didn't even go to college.
You guys, I personally know a couple people from Salinas, and they are not the brightest. Just like, to be honest.
Name two, Graham.
I'd rather not say.
Why not?
I just don't want to hurt their feelings just because, like, they're in this room.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. I'm kidding. I'm so joking, rude. But Wallet Hub, put some respect on California.
Thank you, please.
Just offended the entire Central Valley, basically. Sorry, everybody.
That is so sad.
I don't shoot the messenger.
Hey,
I'm just reporting.
You're right. We'll take it up with Wallet Hub.
Yes.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Stanford Medicine Children's Health, Access to Excellence.
Now, Chris Brown has maybe reacted to Karrueche Tran's possibly dating Deion Sanders. We talked about this a little bit yesterday when he, you know, revealed to the world that he was suffering from bladder cancer and he had to go into surgery and they actually removed his bladder. And the video, I mean, it was shocking not only because of that, but also because Karrueche, of all people, she's by your side. Are you guys dating? I think everybody was a little confused by that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that may have gotten back to Chris Brown. If you don't remember Chris Brown and Karrueche, they dated in the early 2010s and it did not end well. It ended because she found out that he had fathered a baby behind her back.
Yay.
Yeah, he's a great guy, by the way.
Yeah, and then a couple years after that, she had to get a restraining order on him.
Yeah, because he's such a stand-up guy.
Just bad. Well, here's what he posted on Instagram early Tuesday morning. He said, "Little Ish still pisses me off to this day. I'm a prey on it." I mean, everyone thinks he's talking about Karrueche and Deion Sanders.
Of course he is. Of course that gets under his skin. He's Chris Brown. He's immature.
Everything gets under his skin.
Yes.
He's just an angry person. Yes, he's just an angry man right there. Yikes.
Zero sympathy given.
No, she's allowed to move on.
Of course.
Whatever she wants. Stop it. All right, so Hulk Hogan's daughter will not be getting anything from his estate.
Ooh.
So Hulk and his daughter, Brooke, they had a falling out a few years back. Basically, she didn't trust any of the people that was around him, and she felt like people were just using him for his money, and that was something that they strongly disagreed on to the point that they pretty much became, like, estranged.
Wow.
So in 2023, Brooke reached out to Hulk's financial person and asked to be removed from his will. So this was on her part, but she asked to be removed from the will because she wasn't about the money anyways, and she just didn't want to ever have to deal with any financial battles after his passing. So now that he is gone, she will be getting absolutely nothing from the estate. She is going to receive something small from a life insurance trust, but that's about it. As far as the estate goes, you know, trademarks, intellectual property, all the other assets, it's unclear at this point who's going to get that, but there is a will in place.
Wait, so people can do that? Like, I thought whoever's will it is, like, that's my decision. If I want to leave you money, I'm going to leave you money.
I agree. I thought he must have had to approve that request, right? Because I don't think you can voluntarily take yourself out of something like that. Because again, to Jess's point, it is their last will and testament, mm-hmm. and they get to decide how they want to disperse and, you know, distribute their money or whatever else they got.
So maybe she reached out and requested that, and he was like, fine, you get nothing.
Is she the first person in recorded human history to take themselves out of a will?
I think so.
Have substantial financial gain on the table. I mean, I've never, ever heard of that.
Yeah. But like to her, the money just really, it means nothing to her. She's fine without it.
I have a lot of newfound respect for her.
Mm-hmm. It couldn't be me.
Wow.
I don't care if we don't get along. You want to give me some of your millions?
Here's
my account number. I'll be waiting for that direct deposit.
The other thing that's crazy to me, and look, it happens all the time. We hear about it all the time. Family members that are estranged from each other. But Selena, can you imagine having no relationship with one of your kids?
I can't.
I just can't wrap my head around, and I don't care what they did or what we said to each other. I'm still, at the end of the day, going to try to figure out a way to work it out. I know it doesn't, and it happens all the time. We hear about it all the time. It happens all too common. I just cannot. That as a parent would be the most heartbreaking thing in the world. I don't care about money or anything like that. It's the fact that you don't have a relationship with one of your kids.
I can't even imagine.
But just if you guys,
and he died. He took that to his grave and never. And that was, you know, they didn't ever rectify it.
If you were estranged with your kids, would you still leave them money?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
What? I still would. Because at the end of the day, that's still my kid.
Jerk.
And I want them to be
okay. You
don't
want to hang out with me? You don't like me? Well, watch this.
You unfollowed me on Instagram?
I'm not going to have any money to pass down anyway. I know, who cares?
But it's the truth. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, a couple of quick pieces of 49ers news. Didn't get a chance to mention yesterday, but congrats to Brock Purdy and his wife, Jenna. They just welcomed a baby girl into the world this week. Millie Jolene Purdy. Any thoughts on that? Well, first of all, congrats, you guys.
Who gives a fart?
That's true. Any thoughts on the name? Millie?
I think it's cute.
I think that is a kind of a cute.
Millie Jolene.
Cute little name. Millie Jolene. Sweet little name. It's been a hell of an offseason for Purdy. Not only, obviously, the new baby, but of course, he got that new $265 million contract.
Nice.
That makes this offseason that much sweeter. Also, a couple days after a very scary incident at training camp, I don't know if you guys heard about this, San Francisco 49ers defensive end Taron Jackson, they just placed him on injured reserve during practice on Sunday. He was blocking somebody and then suddenly seized up, dropped to the ground with an apparent neck injury, and he was unable to kind of move or do anything for a while, had to be taken by stretcher to the hospital. Like, super scary. You never want to see that, particularly during training camp, not even in a game. But he has since returned to Niners facility. He's still being evaluated, but he's been placed on injured reserve, so he's going to be rehabbing from that injury for quite some time. But good news that he is at least out of the hospital.
Oh my god, that's really
super scary moment.
Yeah. All right,
that's all I got.
All right, well, we're gonna move on then, because it's Wednesday, and Wednesdays we do our cool or not list. We're going to get to that next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
Oh, don't tell me Jess is back in the bathroom.
She's had a rough day in the bathroom. Go back and podcast this morning's show, because at the start of the show, she had to run to the bathroom to go throw up. And now, this sounds...
The other end?
Yeah, Selena, just texted me from the bathroom, and this one does not sound good. She said she made it smell in there like an old lady fart passing through an onion.
Oh my God, that's gross. Disgusting.
Thoughts and prayers, Bay Area. Thoughts and prayers.
Happy Wednesday, guys. It's Ed without the haircut. Selena, I was listening to yesterday's podcast about your alarm setting routine. You know, Graham, I hate to say it, but he's right. You should wake up on your first alarm. But this is what I do. I put my phone far enough away where I have to get out of bed to turn off the alarm. That way you're up, ready to go, and you don't have to go back into bed.
Oh my God, I would probably still get back in bed. There's been times I have.
No, but don't you think that's some great advice right there? Don't you think that would help?
But you guys, I physically, actually, literally cannot.
Yeah, but you can. You can do anything.
If you don't know, I set a lot of alarms and I snooze up until the very, very last minute that I can. I just can't.
Okay, so on average, how many times do you think you hit the snooze a morning?
Well, now I've gotten it down to 3 alarms. I'm doing much better than before.
Okay, and before was what, 6?
Probably somewhere around there, yeah.
Okay.
But now I only have 3 alarms. I do snooze each one, so that's 3, maybe sometimes more than one. So let's just say 5, and then my last one and a couple more times, 5, 6, 7.
Wait, so there's 3 different alarms and you're snoozing each of those?
Yeah, because you also can snooze the snoozes.
Jesus. This is, like, over what, I guess my question is, over what time period is this spanning? 30 minutes?
This is
45
this
minutes?
Is, over an hour.
So wouldn't you rather get that
maybe 45 minutes.
All right. So wouldn't you rather get that extra 45 minutes sleep uninterrupted and, to Edgar's point, put your phone somewhere across the room so you have to then get up? The alarm goes off, that's it. You have to get up.
Biggest fear is I sleep right through it, and that's happened before. What if that happens? And there's no backup alarms because it's already so late. It's a thing.
You always set a backup alarm. Always. Even I do. But I get up the second my alarm goes off.
But knowing that there's a backup, I will just snooze through the first one and get to the backup.
But not if it's across the room and your husband's going to be like, shut that thing up. Shut it up.
He hates it.
Buenos dias, JV Show Familia. Eric from San Jose. Happy hump day. I was listening to you guys' podcast from the other day where you guys were talking about Selena's news and the alarm. Yes, it's hard to get up. I understand. Because I sleep snooze. I hit the death snooze when I'm sleeping. So, but what do you guys think? I'm going up. Place an alarm where you have to get off your bed to walk towards it and turn it off. Be fully awake.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are saying that.
Same suggestion there. I think that's a great idea for you. Have you ever tried that? How about try it tomorrow and then maybe you'll show up to work on time?
I will. I'll try, Graham. Try.
I think it's a great idea. Thank you for those talkbacks.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.